Well, good morning. It is March 14th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. As you can tell, I am outside, and I hope that's not too much of a distraction for you. I didn't realize that until I really started the recording here today. I'm out here in the blizzard of 2023, which is more rain than blizzard, but I like being outside. But that said, on March 14th, 2023, we are going to pick up in Exodus 25, Gospel of John chapter 4. We're going to start the book of Proverbs today, Proverbs chapter 1, and we're going to finish the book of 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 13. So let's get in the Word today. Exodus chapter 25, Exodus 25 today. Exodus 25. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me. From every man whose heart moves in him, you shall raise contribution. This is the contribution which you are to raise from them: gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet material, fine linen, goat hair, ram skin dyed red, porpoise skin, acacia wood, oil for lighting, spices for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and setting stones for the ephod and for the breastpiece. Let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I am going to show you, as the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furniture, just so you shall construct it. They shall construct an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high, and you shall overlay it with pure gold inside and out. You shall overlay it, and you shall make a gold molding around it, and you shall cast 4 gold rings for it and fasten them on its 4 feet, and 2 rings shall be on one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side of it. You shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, and you shall put the poles into the rings on the side of the ark to carry the ark with them. The poles shall remain in the rings of the ark, and they shall not be removed from it, and you shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give to you. And you shall make a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. You shall make 2 cherubim of gold. Make them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Make 1 cherub at 1 end and 1 cherub at the other end. And you shall make the cherub of 1 piece with the mercy seat at the 2 ends. The cherubim shall have their wings spread upwards, covering the mercy seat with their gold and facing one another. And the faces of the cherubim are to be turned towards the mercy seat. And you shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark. And in the ark you shall put the testimony which I will give to you. And there I will meet with you. And from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony, I will speak to you about all that I will give you in commandment for the sons of Israel. You shall make a table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long and 1 cubit wide and 1.5 cubits high. And you shall overlay it with pure gold and make a gold border around it. And you shall make for it a rim of handbreadth around it. And you shall make a gold boulder, a border from the rim around it. And you shall make 4 gold rings for it and put rings on the 4 corners which are on its 4 feet. The rings shall be close to the rim of the holders for the poles to carry the table. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, so that with them the table may be carried. And you shall make its dishes and its pans and its jars and its bowls with which to pour drink offerings, and you shall make them of pure gold. You shall set the bread of the presence on the table before me at all times. And then you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand and its base and its shaft are to be made of hammered work. Its cups, its bulbs, and its flowers shall be 1 piece with it. 6 branches shall go out from its sides, 3 branches of the lampstands from it one side, and 3 branches of the lampstand from it on the other side. 3 cups shall be shaped like almond blossoms in the 1 branch, a bulb and a flower, and 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms in one in the other branch, a bulb and a flower. So for the 6 branches going out from the lampstand, and the lampstand 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms, its bulbs and its flowers. A bulb shall be under the first pair of the branches coming out of it, then a bulb under the second pair of branches coming out of it, then a bulb under the third part of the branches coming out of it, for the 6 branches coming out of the lampstand. Their bulbs and their branches shall be of one piece. All of it shall be one piece of hammered work of pure gold. And then you shall make its lamp 7 in number, and they shall mount its lamps so as to shed light on the space in front of it. Its snuffers and their trays shall be of pure gold, and it shall be made from a talent of pure gold with all these utensils. And see that you make them after the pattern of them which was shown to you on the mountain. That was Exodus chapter 25. Let's move on over today to the Gospel of John chapter 4. John chapter 4 today. John chapter 4. John chapter 4 today. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself was not baptizing, but his disciples were, he left Judea and went away into Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria, and so he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph, and Jacob's well was there. And so Jesus, being wearied from his journey, was sitting thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. And there came a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. And therefore the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink, since I am a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." And she said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle?" And Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him will become in him a well of water springing to eternal life." And the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty, nor come all this way here to draw." And he said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." And the woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You are correct, and you correctly said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and the one whom you have now is not your husband. This you have said truly." And the woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in the mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem, is the place where men ought to worship." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people, the Father seeks to be his worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." And the woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. And then the one comes, and when that one comes, he will declare all things to us." And Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." At this point, his disciples came, and they were amazed that he had been speaking with a woman. And yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why do you speak with her?" And so the woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the men, "Come see a man who told me all things that I have done. This is not the Christ, is it?" And they went out of the city and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." And so the disciples were saying to one another, "No one bought him anything, did he?" And Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest. And already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathered fruit for eternal life. And so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this case, the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored, and others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." From that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "And he told me all things that I have done." And so when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they were asking him to stay with them, And he stayed there about 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. And they were saying to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world." After the 2 days, he went forth from there into Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. And so when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves also went to the feast. And therefore he came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water into wine. And there was a royal officer whose son was sick at Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and there implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And so Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe." And the royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your son lives." And the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started off. And as he was now going down, his slaves met him, saying that his son was living. And so he inquired of them the hour when he began to get better. Then they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him." And so the father knew it was at that hour in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself believed in his whole household. And this is again a second sign that Jesus performed when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. That was John chapter 4. Let's move on over today. We're going to start the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1. Maybe a proverb for me is not to sit outside during a blizzard or a rainstorm. But anyway, I'm going to see what God's word has to say. Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear an increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hear, my son, your father's instructions, and do not forsake your mother's teachings. Indeed, they are a graceful wreath to your head and ornaments about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, "Come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them alive like Sheol, even whole as those who go down to the pit. We will find all kinds of precious wealth. We will fill our houses with spoil. Throw in your lot with us. We shall have all one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your feet from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they hasten to shed blood. Indeed, it is useless to spread the baited net in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush their own lives, and so are the ways of everyone who gains by violence. It takes away the life of its possessors. Wisdom shouts in the streets. She lifts her voice in the square. At the head of the noisy streets, she cries out. At the entrance of the gates in the city, she utters her sayings. How long, O naive ones, will you love being simple-minded? And scoffers delight themselves in scoffings, and fools hate knowledge. Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no one paid attention. And you neglected all my counsel and did not want my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your dread comes like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof, and so they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be satiated with their own devices. For the waywardness of the naive will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But he who listens to me shall live securely, and he will be at ease from all dread of evil. That was Proverbs chapter 1. Let's move on over to our final reading today, 2 Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to finish that book today. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Start the prison epistles tomorrow. Book of Colossians. But let's finish 2 Corinthians 13. This is the third time I am coming to you. Every fact is to be confirmed by the testimony of two or three witnesses. I had previously said when present the second time, and though now absent, I say in advance to those who have sinned in the past, and to all the rest as well, that if I come again, I will not spare anyone, since you are seeking for proof of the Christ who speaks to me, and who is not weak towards you, but mighty in us. For indeed, he was crucified because of weakness, and yet he lives because of the power of God. For we are weak in him, and yet we will live with him because of the power of God directed towards you. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? But I trust that you will realize that we ourselves do not fail the test. Now we pray to God that you do no wrong, not that we ourselves may appear approved, but that you may do what is right, even though we may appear unapproved. For we can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. For we rejoice when we ourselves are weak, but you are strong. And this we also pray for, that you may be complete. For this reason I am writing these things while absent, so that when present I need not use severity, in accordance with the authority which the Lord gave me for building up and for not tearing down. Finally, brethren, rejoice, be made complete, be comforted, be like-minded, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And indeed, amen to that. Praise God. That was 2 Corinthians. We have finished yet another book. Praise God for that. We're going to start, I know I said Colossians, but we're actually going to start Galatians tomorrow. Sorry about that. I messed up. But that said, thank you all so much for joining me on this rainy day here, rainy Tuesday morning. I hope we don't get the snow that they're saying, but hey, if we do, that's in the Lord's hands. But that said, leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. If you get behind a couple days, no worries, just catch up and watch a couple extra videos, and you'll be right up to speed. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us, your grace. Lord, I pray that you would just bless us today. Pray, God, that you would just be with the weather, God. I pray it wouldn't be too much of an inconvenience for everyone today. I pray, God, that you would keep everyone safe, keep us healthy, keep us strong, and indeed, Lord, keep us in the Word. We thank you so much for this Word. Give us a good day in you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.